We're visiting with Undersecretary of Agriculture for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs, Ted McKinney.
How do you view, or how do you think the final outcome of trade negotiations will look in the end with China?
Sure. First, I think your listeners should know that it's a pretty good relationship between their Ministry of Ag and Rural Development and those at USDA. It is not a hostile thing. I think both sides would love to get back to the table. So I think that if you start at a level of trust, that's good. I also believe very firmly that they know they need the U.S., not just food and ag, but well beyond that, just as we need and want them. But what's at stake here is the president has correctly taken a strong stand that said you got to quit stealing our intellectual property and you got to quit forcing technology transfer. And that request has been made very, very clearly to them. They have not yet responded to those two simple requests. When they do, I think we then have an opportunity to get back to a table. But we got to hear them say they're going to quit stealing our stuff. And the stories are pretty rampant about things that have gone on there. So once we get to that point, we'll be there. And I think some of the pressure that's being implemented now is sending that message very, very clearly. In terms of positive signs, I think it was positive that the president called President Xi. Our President Trump called President Xi last week. That's good. We are told that they're going to meet together at the G20 in Argentina. Also good. But I want to set expectations properly. I do not expect out of that to be this warm, effusive embrace. We're sent to China the next day to start negotiations again. I do not anticipate that. I think the best we can hope for is a bit of cascading. But we're going to have to hear and believe that they're going to play by WTO rules and play by what you and I might know as the golden rule, and that's be free and fair with that. Everybody knows the importance of the Chinese. I was part of one or two of those trade missions helping build the soybean market during my corporate days. Everybody gets that. I get that. But until we know they're not going to be doing nefarious actions, we've got to send a message. In the meantime, we are flat getting after it in many, many other countries, and there is business to be had. First, I go in because I believe we need to build trust with these other countries. I have a sense, and I think it's a true sense, that they look at the U.S. with awe, even with fear, the size, the scope, the ability to produce on almost any crop, critter, etc. It can be overwhelming and it can be threatening to a developing country. So I go in to say, look, I see trade as a two-way street. If I win and you lose, that's not a very long relationship. So I work as hard getting their products to come in, and it may not be an ag or food product, but I want to demonstrate that we are a quintessential partner to them. And when you get trust, you then can take next steps of breaking down barriers, whether they're phytosanitary or whatever they might be. And so it's not an overnight kind of thing, but I think we're getting there.